Today we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We are holding already on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We're somewhat into the page already. We are at Amar Abaye Avir Shlosha B'Sukkah Gedola. Avir Shlosha B'Sukkah Gedola. Last run line is Avir, about 10 lines into the page. We had said on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that if a Sukkah has Schach, And of course, sukkah has schach. If in the middle of the schach of a sukkah there's open space, there's airspace of less than three tefachim, that sukkah is kosher. That is the din we know of as lavud, that we view it as if it's closed in. However, if it's three tefachim of airspace, the sukkah is possible, because you can't say lavud once it's more than three tefachim. So now the Gemara is going to discuss, how are you machshir a sukkah that has avir of shlosha tefachim? How can one fix it? So Amar Abaye, avir shlosha b'sukkah gedol, if you have airspace of three tefachim, of consecutive airspace in a large sukkah, miato, bein b'kanim, bein b'shvudin, havimiyut. And then you went and you were memait it, you shrunk that airspace, either by filling it in with schach kosher, or by filling it in even with schach pasul, with a shvudin, with a kli, with something that's mekabel tuma. Nevertheless, it works. The sukkah is going to be kosher, because avir on its own is going to be less than three tefachim, and that's not enough to pasul the sukkah. The fact that you filled it in with things that are pasul for schach, that's okay, because you don't have the requisite shear of that which is pasul schach to ruin the sukkah. With the shear of pasul schach to ruin the sukkah is four tefachim. But besukkah katana, but if we're talking about three tefachim of open air space in a sukkah katana means the bare minimum size sukkah, a sukkah that's exactly seven tefachim by seven tefachim, then bekanim have a miut. If you actually fill it in with kasher schach, it would make the sukkah kasher, but bashvudin lo have a miut. If you fill it in with pasul schach, it does not make the sukkah kasher, even though you don't have four tefachim of schach pasul and you don't have three tefachim of avir anymore. But since within those seven tefachim there is a considerable amount of space, namely three tefachim, that does not have schach kasher, because the avir and the shvudin together there are not schach kasher, and that's three tefachim of non-schach kasher, it turns out that the sukkah is not really a seven tevach sukkah. So Abaye just adds, v'hani mili minatzad. This idea that avir less than three tefachim is kasher is only when it's right near the wall of the sukkah. That's where we say the din of lavud. Avil be'emtza, but if you have avir, you have empty airspace right in the middle of your sukkah, that pligi baravacha v'ravina. That's machlokas, whether we apply the din of lavud. Chadamar yesh lavud be'emtza. One of them, either ravacha or ravina, holds that we apply the din of lavud even in the middle of the schach. And the other one says, no, we do not apply the din of lavud in the middle of the schach. And it turns out that you have two sides of a sukkah that are unconnected to each other. So the Gemara discusses where they each derive their shita from. So my time in the Mandi Amar, yesh lavud be'emtza, what's the reason for the shita that holds that we do apply lavud in the middle? Titania, because we have a brisa. Kora, hayotza mikosel zaveinu nagas b'kosel acher. Let's say you have a beam that's placed over the entranceway of a mavoi, of an alleyway, in order to allow you to carry in that mavoi. But the beam doesn't quite reach to the other wall on the other side of the mavoi. It's not noga'as b'kosel acher. It doesn't touch the opposite wall. It's a little bit falls short of it. V'chein shtei koros, or even if you have a mavoi that has two beams, achas yotza mikosel zeh, v'achas yotza mikosel acher, one that comes out from the wall on one side of the mavoi, and the other that's jutting out of the wall on the other side of the mavoi, but v'eina nogo zubzu. They don't come to meet in the middle. They fall a little short of meeting. So pachos mishlosha, if there's less than three tefachim of space between them, eino tzarich lavi kor hacheres. You don't have to fill in that space. It's totally fine. We view it as if it's totally closed off already. But shlosha, if there's three tefachim of space in between them, tzarich lavi kor hacheres. Then you're going to need a third beam to fill in that empty space in order to attach the two sides with each other. So that's going to be the halacha. That's where we derive the notion that there is a din of lavud be'emtza, that even in the middle, even when the two beams are meeting in the middle and fall just a little short, we apply the din of lavud. So the Gemara asks, v'idach, the one that disagrees and says we don't say lavud be'emtza, How's he going to deal with that brisa? It seems like a pretty explicit brisa about that we do say lavud be'emtza. So he would say, no, shiny karos drabanan. Yeah, we say lavud be'emtza when you're dealing with a mavoy and being matir, carrying in a mavoy, because that entire din is only a din, midrabanan. So yeah, midrabanan, the chacham mor mekil, that lavud works be'emtza. But by a sukkah, which is a din da'oraisa, you don't have a halach l'moshe misinai, that lavud works in the middle. Mele lavud is not going to work in the middle. Where do you get the idea that a dafka doesn't work in the middle? So my time in the Mount Yomar ain't lavud b'yamsa. What's the basis for the shita that holds, whichever one it is, that there's no lavud in the middle? Tonight we have another Mishnah. Aruba shababayis. You have a skylight in a house, an open skylight. Uva posech tefach. And there's an airspace that's at least a tefach by a tefach in that skylight. So tuma babayis, if there's tuma, meaning there's a dead body in the house, kulo tame, all the kelim in the house are going to be tame because of tumas ohel. Mashen keneged aruba, but whatever's in the house directly underneath that aruba is not considered to be within the same ohel as whatever else is in the house, and therefore tahar is going to remain tahar. It's not under the same ohel. But tuma keneged aruba, if there's tuma, if there's a dead body, let's say directly under the skylight, kol habayis kulo tahar, the whole rest of the house is tahar, because there is no ohel over the dead body. Ein baruba poseach tefach, if the aruba is less than a tefach, then tuma babayis, if there's tuma anywhere in the house, keneged aruba tahar, whatever is all the kelim that are in the house are tame with all the mace, but whatever is under the skylight is tahar. Tumma keneged aruba, but if there's tumma underneath the aruba, kolabayis kulo tahar, then the whole house is going to be tahar, because the bayis is not considered to be mahil on the tumma. So you see that even if it's less than three tefachim, we don't say the din of lavud to make that pesach as if it's considered as if it's closed up to be metame whatever's under the aruba together with the rest of the house. So we see that apparently we don't apply lavud be'emtza. If we applied lavud be'emtza, then anything that was less than three tefachim, any aruba that were less than three tefachim by three tefachim would automatically be considered closed, and it would make an ohel for the halachas of tumah. So the Gemara says, v'idach, the one that disagrees and says, love it even be'emtza, how's he going to address that Mishnah? Shaini hilchus tumah, da'achi gemirlu. He would say, that's a din in hilchus tumah, but you can't learn a din in hilchus, you can't learn a din in hilchus sukkah from a din in hilchus tumah. So we do say lavud be'emtza, we just don't say it when it comes to hilchus tumah, because that's all halacha l'moshe misinai. All the rules of hilchus tumah are halacha l'moshe misinai. A couple of main points over here. So first of all, we had the opinion that yesh lavud be'emtza, and the source for that opinion is from a beam over two beams over a mavoi. And the other shita would say that we're only lenient by mavoi because it's drabanan. And then we have the opinion of ein lavud be'emtza, whose source is the Mishnah about tumas ohel. And the other shita would say we can't learn from tumah because it's halach l'moshe misinai. Now we go back to our previous discussion of dofen akuma. Darish Rabbi Dorabi Lai, bayis shenivchas v'sika echal gabav. Let's say the middle of the roof of a house caves in, and you put schach over the open area. So k'sheira, that's going to be kosher, even though there's schach pasul, there's remnants of the roof off to the sides on the edges, but as long as it's less than dalet amos, we apply the principle of dofen akuma. So amr l'fanav Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe, parish, you have to explain what you're saying, because it's not always going to be kosher. Kach pirish abba, arba amos psula, pachin arba amos ksheira. It's only going to be kosher if it's actually less than 4 amos of schach pasul on the edges. Another din of Rabbi Dorabi Lai, Darish Rabbi Dorabi Lai, abruma, a certain type of small fish, sharia, you're allowed to eat, even though they're very small, and you can't see the shratzim in them. Amr lefan Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Parish, you need to explain that it's not always going to be mutter. Kachamaraba. My father explained, he said, Shalmakom Ploni Asura, that only if there are certain rivers where the Abruma is going to be Asur, because there are Shratzim Temeim that are too small and you're not able to get them out. But Shalmakom Ploni Muteris, there are other places where the Abruma is going to be Mutter, because the Shratzim aren't there in those rivers, and we're not afraid that you're going to come to eat Shratzim. Ki Hadam Rabbi, just like Abai used to say, Hait Sachanta Dbav Nahara, these are tiny fish that could be found in a river called Bav, Sharia, are mutter to eat. My time, so why is it that in these rivers we're not worried about the little shratzim tamei and these little creatures and bugs that might be in them? If it's because the water in the Bav River flows very strongly, and any non-kosher fish that doesn't have the non-kosher fish that we're concerned about, that doesn't have a spine, would never be able to withstand the current of that river, and that's why we're not choshish that maybe you're eating shratzim tamayim. No, that can't be the pshat, because v'alka chazin and dekai. Just go to the river and look, and you'll see that there are dagim tamayim there in that river. Ella, you have to explain mishum de milchi mayitz, because the water in the river Bav is very salty. V'hai dag tamay kiven de lesle kilpi, and a dag tamay doesn't have scales, so lamatzi kai, it's not able to stay in the Bav River. But you can't say that either, v'alka chazinan dekai, because once again, look in the river and you will see that no matter how salty the water is, these fish are just fine. Ella mishum de lo marbeti nahu dag tamay. Now, what you have to say is that the mud of the Bav River can't allow for a dag tame. So that's what we say legabe the abruma, that in the rivers that are megadol shratzim tamayim, you're not allowed to eat it because maybe it ate some shratzim tamayim and you can't see them because they were so small, or you'll miss them. Whereas in the rivers that are not megadol shratzim tamayim, you're allowed to eat them. Then the Gemara adds, Amaravinava idna de shavchi naresan and hargamdol hasam asira. Nowadays, that the water pours from Nahar Esan and Nahar Gamda, which have non-kosher fish, into the Bav River, it's usher to eat the tzachanta, even though the Bav River is not megadol dagim tamayim, but since water is coming in from other rivers that are megadol dagim tamayim, we have to be concerned about it. So I guess we'll stop there. We'll stop at Itmar, and next time we'll pick up at Itmar, but maybe just another main point or two over here. We said that avrume fish are sometimes kosher and sometimes not, depending on whether the waters are megadol shratzim. And then we said, last one, that tzachanta d'bav nahara, the tzachanta of the Bav River, are mutter because the waters don't grow a dag tameh. But it has nothing to do with the non-kosher fish being ill-equipped to deal with the water. It's just that those waters happen to not grow a dag tame. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at Itmar, just a couple of lines from the bottom, and Yud Chasam Beis is very short, so we'll pick up from the bottom of Yud Chasam Aleph.